From Paul's house and Storm's house, it's Paul and Storm talk about some stuff for 5 to 10 minutes, on average.
Good evening.
Hello. We are back in the present.
It's Paul and Storm, and we're going to talk about some stuff for 5 to 10 minutes.
On average. Welcome back, Storm. And to both of us, but to you specifically.
Thank you.
To catch up, we pre-recorded the last two shows because we had a very eventful 2 weeks prior. Storm took a trip to America's Great Southwest. Where did you go on this trip, Storm?
We did a grand loop, which was from Albuquerque up through the Four Corners, Utah, Grand Canyon, Sedona, you name it. We hiked all over the place. And
I wanted to status check. Did you, in fact, fall into a crevice and die?
No. I'm halfway through compiling a video about that, that if you're afraid of heights, you're not going to want to watch it.
Awesome.
I don't want to spoil it, but we made it, I'd say, most of the way there. There's a certain point on this one hike that goes along this mountain ridge with 1,000-foot drops on both sides. We made it to that part. I won't spoil the ending.
Oh, boy.
But it's pretty special.
I bet it's a cliffhanger, huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
I am slapping my knee.
We do that? Comedy for a living, ladies and gentlemen.
But thank you. We did have a wonderful time. And the big surprise was the ratio of Europeans to Americans was about 5 to 1.
Wow. Like any specific type of Europeans, like Eastern Bloc or French or... Just
well,
all Europeans.
I don't know if they're in Eastern Bloc unless they were speaking Spanish, but we mostly ran into Germans and French.
Uh-huh.
There were some Brits, Chinese, Mexicans, and Americans were more, you ran into some, like at the Grand Canyon, it was the Griswolds types.
Right, right.
But if you were at like Zion Park where this Angel's Landing hike was, the one with the cliff, you'd run into like the, oh, I'm the big sportsman climbing the mountain kind of guys. Whereas like the Germans are like, all right, let's take the family up the mountain. It's not like mm-hmm. a big deal. And it kind of made me sad that that more Americans don't kind of appreciate that we have this stuff.
Aw.
Yeah, that's just my little observation. We had a good time. How about you? You went to, I believe, Hershey Park.
Yeah, we spent a couple of days at Hershey Park. I mean, it was, you know, it's a theme park. It was fun. There was chocolate.
So yeah, it's the funnest chocolatey place on the planet or something?
It is the funnest chocolatey place on the planet. I got to meet Mr. Kit Kat and the Reese's guy and the Hershey Bar guy, and I rode Fahrenheit.
What's Fahrenheit?
Fahrenheit takes you straight up. I think it's like 120 some feet. Slowly takes you straight up, and then the first drop is actually beyond 90 degrees. It's 97 degrees at one point.
So it pulls you out from like inside out through your belly button. Like
yeah,
that
pretty much. It's
Harry
awesome
Potter
because
thing.
It's awesome on the way up. You feel like you're going to fall out backwards, and then on that first drop, you feel like you're going to fall out frontwards.
Now that. I was going to say, that sounds like a lot of fun. I mean, really, I like that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
But what does it have to do with chocolate? Gotcha.
Let me get back to you on that.
Okay.
I didn't invent the damn thing.
Well, I know. I'm just, you know, you're an observant guy. And
I am.
I
saw actually no chocolate references whatsoever on
wow.
the entire ride.
Wow.
Other than the chocolate in my pants after that first drop. Hey ho, it's comedy again.
Hear
slap
it?
That knee.
It's slapping.
So there's that. More on point as far as the Paul and Storm organization is concerned. We submitted our first Song Foo song, which basically was nothing like any of the ideas we discussed in one of our I guess our two previous ago podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And we won the damn thing.
Yeah, by
we
a couple
beat
of votes.
The Colton Army and the Riftones newbies.
Now, granted, I think a lot of the Colton folks, you know, they dig us and want us to go along for the ride as well. And mm-hmm. I don't think they knew that there was a that all three masters were going to go on to the next round. But we
do
appreciate the votes.
Until the last round, then he's going to tabulate all of the votes from the previous rounds, and the grand total winner will move on to the finals.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, we're at like a 30-vote, 20-vote advantage, something like that. We were very, very happy about that, because I was a little unsure about the song. I mean, I thought it was good when we wrote it, but I had that usual writer's remorse by the time we were finished recording it and mixing it, and I was so used mm-hmm. to all the jokes, I was sure that it was just sort of a half-assed thing. And for
those of you out there, Paul and I have a shorthand for expression for that called Shmoey Shmohead.
Shmoey Shmohead, yes.
Which is sort of, you know, whatever. So
yeah, like when you run out of ideas when you're starting to, you know, you're submitting an idea. Oh, and then how about this line? And he went upstairs and he looked into the bedroom and Shmoey Shmohead.
Shmoey Shmohead. Just, you know, fill in the blank. It sucks. Whatever.
Yeah. Nonetheless, we're happy with the song now. It's going to go into the live rotation, I think. So hooray for that.
Yeah.
Also, while you were away, the What's the Baby Using meme was started by our good friend Len Peralta of the Jawbone Radio podcast.
Go look that up on Google or go to his podcast.
Yeah, we could explain it. It wouldn't make any sense. Just run a Google search for What's the Baby Using or go to whatsthebabyusing.com.
Or wait a few days until Paul finishes copying together the video that we shot at
Dragon Con. Yeah, a video coming soon.
At Dragon Con, hint, hint, segue.
Yes, and a lovely segue that was.
Thank you.
This past weekend. We just got back this morning from a full weekend at Dragon Con down in Atlanta. Wow, that was our first Dragon Con, our first large-scale sci-fi fantasy convention of any sort. We'd really only done one before. That was MarsCon up in Minneapolis earlier this year.
We also did New York Comic Con.
Well, that's true. That was sort of a tangential thing, though. We really only performed a couple of songs there. It wasn't like we were featured. We just sort of, you know, ran in and ran out. And it gave us a taste of the con.
And there was no comparison, really. Like, New York Comic Con was sort of like, okay, here's this big building, and we're going to put all of the geeks with their cute little costumes there, and they can do their thing, and the corporate people will be there. Down in Atlanta at Dragon Con, it's, all right, Atlanta is opening the doors. You get, like, the core of downtown.
Come on, freaks.
Run amok.
It's all yours. Here's four hotels. Do with them what you will.
And
go ahead.
The great culture clash. There was also a big football game between...
It was Auburn and Clemson.
Who are pretty fierce rivals, somewhat. And... it was great to walk downtown with, you know, there's Lobot and, you know, here's an anime character
and
with
six
green
Chewbaccas,
hair.
Yeah.
And these football meat and potatoes folks walking by not knowing what the heck to think about it.
Yeah. But I'll start about Dragon Con. I mean, if you're not familiar with it, we're not going to try and describe it beyond what we just did. But most chances are, if you're listening to this podcast, you have some familiarity with it. We had heard all the stories. There's lots of costumes and people just wandering about town dressed as just about anything you can imagine. And I truthfully... not that I was looking down on everything, but I was all set to go in with an air of detachment and thinking mm-hmm. this is going to be completely silly and ridiculous, and I'm going to be uncomfortable because it's sort of not my scene. I mean, I have to have no problem with people that do that, but...
See, it's the geek denial reflex.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I just it's not something I would care to do.
I've totally lost my phone again.
I swear, there was such air of friendliness.
Instituted
and we have lost Storm once again. Ladies and gentlemen, technology has not improved in the last
server,
2 weeks. Basically, Storm's phones at home are
dying. To help me get a new cordless phone set.
In fact, just before we started this podcast, one of them died. And now, as expected, this one died. I am now calling his cell phone his last line of defense. And here's hoping
to each other.
That I dialed it correctly and
because,
that his cell phone is working. It's ringing.
Either one of us, when we really get rolling, can talk
we
for a good
for him
10
to pick
minutes
up the phone.
Before realizing... Ah, there he is. Check that out. That's Paul's ring. Isn't that great? That's happy.
Unless I have dialed a wrong number. This is some compelling
radio. Hi there. How long did it take you to realize?
I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea. I honestly don't remember because I just spent the last 30 seconds telling everyone how much technology at your house still sucks.
That's exactly what I was talking about. I made a suggestion.
What was that?
That I know we have the donate money on our website.
It's going to Storm's new phones.
Yeah, or maybe some portion. The server is more important. And by the way, I think we should put a poll up where people can vote on what the name of the new server.
Yeah, we're naming the new server after some sort of video game. We'll put up a poll.
Classic video
game. Yeah, classic video game, yes. And we'll put up a poll. We'll see what people think or if people think about it. Nonetheless, you are back. And basically what I was saying was, there is such an air of friendliness and just sort of, hey man, whatever, like the good part of hippies, like not the stinky patchouli, not showering, screw the establishment part of hippies, but just sort of the free, hey, whatever's your thing, you go do it, and I'm not gonna judge you.
Like a utopian setting.
Yeah, like here. That. Like that, but everybody dressed up as C-3PO and Naruto and that kind of thing.
Well, that's part of the classical utopia.
Yeah,
that's where Lucas got C-3PO from.
Oh, from Utopia.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. See, you learn something new every day on the podcast.
That's completely not true. Please don't quote that fact.
Yeah, go look that up.
Go look it up.
But nonetheless, it was so friendly and just sort of easygoing. I mean, not to say that I went and I dressed up as anything or went and bought a leather kilt like I threatened to do, but
One guy thought I was dressed up as a character from Square Pegs. I think I was, I was a little offended by that. I need a haircut.
You do. But I just, you know, I couldn't, even if I'd wanted to judge everyone, I couldn't. I was very caught up in that overall bonhomie, if I may mispronounce a French term.
Go for it.
So there was that aspect of it. And then there was, of course, we did a performance on Saturday evening as part of the Gonzo Sound and Vision Film Fest run by Ken Plume from Quick Stop Entertainment. Our first big scale, big feature concert at a con of that scale. And it really, I thought, went extremely well.
I agree. It sort of felt like somewhat like when we perform or open for Jonathan Coulton, but different.
Yeah,
like it was a little more Ritalin addled in a
yes.
good way.
There was the we were a little further along the autism spectrum.
Yep.
You know, little aspy here and there, but in a good way.
You know who was not at Dragon Con?
Who was that?
Felicia Day was not at Dragon Con.
She was not. She was busy singing the night before with Jonathan Coulton at PAX over in Seattle.
If this is your first 510, as the hip people call it, Paul has...
The hip people being you?
No, not... Well, I guess if I'm the only one saying it, but, you know, you say it's a hip thing, and it's those people that are hip.
You're trying to establish cool just like Madison Avenue, and it's just not going to work.
Well, that's because you're busy trying to quash cool.
Yes, I am, because I am the man, you know.
You are. Well, you're the cool quasher.
That's my alter ego superhero.
Oh, no, it sounds like a drink at Trader Vic's.
Yes.
You know.
But I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
Oh, yes. Paul has a horrible, horrible... disgustingly, treakily cute crush on...
Well, it's not horrible, and it is not a crush. It's a fascination, a paternal interest.
No, you're starting to creep me out.
It's
frankly.
Not like a romance. I don't want her to be my girlfriend. I don't want her to come live with me and my wife in some bizarre polygamous sect thing. I just...
Well, you just tipped your hand, mister.
She is... she's the type of young lady who, when I was a young lad, say in high school or early in college, I went for, shall we say. Can we establish this fact that I am not president of her fan club and I don't want to be sexing her long time or anything like that? I'm happy to see her do well and I want her to notice me. I don't want her to date me. I don't want her to kiss me. I want her to wave at me from across the cafeteria and come maybe sit down at my lunch table and we'll have a chocolate milk and an Elio's pizza together. And that'll be fine.
I think it's better that it never happens. What happened when they did a special about Gilligan's Island where they got off the island.
You know, you bring up a very good point.
And, you know, Harlem Globetrotters or no, the magic just disappears.
Yeah.
So even if everybody that we know meets her and sings with her and hangs out with her at events.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think it should happen, frankly.
Yeah. Yeah. It's better not knowing, I think, because the reality cannot live up to the fantasy.
Yep. So, you know, I'll meet her for you and I could report
back. If she ever finds
back.
Out about all of this, she's got to be so creeped out by now. There's no digging out of the hole that I have dug and others have dug for me at this point. So I don't know why I'm even bothering trying to justify it. I should just accept it.
Wow, that's...
just like alcoholism.
That's very...
I have Felicia-ism.
Very Sartre of you there.
Thank you. So, no, but we did crank call Jonathan during our concert. I wanted to point out we did that. That was fun. I got to hang up on him and swear at him, not in that order. And also, we got to share the stage with voice actor and... born 80 years too late, should have been a vaudevillian, Dana Snyder, who does the voice of Master Shake on Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Among many other voices.
Among many other things. That's probably what he's best known for. And that man is an absolute dervish of entertainment, I gotta tell you. Have we lost? No, okay, you're there.
No, I'm still here.
Were you expecting a
pithy comment?
No, I was expecting to hear the clunk of your cell phone falling apart.
Well, no, I'm on my... no, the cell phone is okay. It's okay. A little slow, but it doesn't cut out.
Yeah.
Although, if people want to contribute for, like, you know...
An iPhone for Storm?
With a 3-year service plan, I'll take it. I will take it.
We're not fussy.
No,
but,
we are.
But Dana Snyder, I cannot say enough about Dana Snyder and the entertainer with a capital E that man is. He was giving out prizes during our performance, and he came up and we did a version of Cigarettes and Whiskey and Wild Wild Women that must have gone on for 10 minutes.
Easily.
And 10 wonderful, incredible, indescribable minutes they were.
Well, we are now at about the 17-minute mark.
Oh, but there's so much more to talk about. We have so many names to drop.
Well, we could...
And I haven't even talked about the incredible, wonderful, god-awful fantasy art at the art show at Dragon Con.
Well, you did, and you know we could always drop Doc Hammer and Jackson Public's names later.
Yeah, that's true.
In a future podcast.
I suppose. And Robert Llewellyn from Red Dwarf.
We could drop his name as well.
But maybe people should just look at the video that we'll be posting shortly, or we'll make a blog post about it or something.
And we're going to need to get our average back down somehow. So.
We are going to have to do that. By the way, as I've noted, we've posted a sort of a summary listing of operating principles for the podcast, one of which is, yes, we are well aware that the average for these shows is far greater than 5 to 10 minutes. You are not clever, and if you send us an email about it, you will not be the first by any stretch. So thanks, but just keep that one in your inbox, if you would.
But we do want to keep it launchable, so...
Yes.
So,
before we get into foot-long Subway sandwich size, we... yeah. Boy, we are tired, aren't we?
Pretty much. You're Paul.
And you're Storm.
And we've been talking about stuff for 5 to 10 minutes.
On average. Don't forget to donate on the website, paulandstorm.com. And next week, I think a new song, Foo's, coming. We'll see.
All right.
Have a goodie.
Do things. With shoes to saw, shoes to spa, shoes to claw, do to raw, do to saw, do to raw. Split with a silly little cleaver. We da da shra, la pa sa, da da ra. Do the love, 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 do the love
little baby. This little the love and little baby. Poppy, 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 poppy. This little the love and little baby. Bend over the lane, little lane, little lane, little lane, bend over the lane, little lane, little lane, little lane. Poppy, 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 da shra. Poppy, da ra, fiddly do da. Bend, fiddly do the love and little baby. Dra. Da da da, so, but ha 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 ha. Dobby, dobby, dobby.